This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Countries are rushing to evacuate their diplomats and citizens from Khartoum, Sudan's capital, as fighting between the two rival factions in the northeastern African country's capital continues. Canada, Egypt, France, Germany, Italy, Sweden, and the United States are among the nations using aircraft and convoys to bring foreign nationals out of Sudan. Speaking to reporters in Luxembourg Monday, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said hundreds of Europeans have been airlifted out of Khartoum over this past weekend. Borrell thanked the combined efforts of many countries who worked together to get all nationals out of Sudan. More than 420 people have been killed so far in the conflict, and thousands have been injured. Sudanese nationals are fending for themselves amid power blackouts and loss of internet service. The U.S. Agency for International Development Chief Samantha Power announced Sunday the agency has deployed a team of disaster response experts for Sudan. Power said the team will initially operate out of Kenya. She said the United States is mobilizing to ramp up assistance to the people of Sudan ensnared between the warring factions. She said the Disaster Assistance Response Team, or DART, will work with the international community and with international partners to identify priority needs and to safely deliver life-saving humanitarian assistance to those who need it most. Power said at a time when many Sudanese families should be celebrating the end of the holy month of Ramadan, they're instead living in terror. Fighting between the warring factions also erupted in Darfur. This is VOA News. A Washington-based think tank says that Ukrainian forces have successfully crossed the river, the wide Dnieper River, in the country's south to establish and maintain positions on its east bank. That prompted Ukrainian media Sunday to hail the reported advances as a sign of Kyiv's long-awaited spring counteroffensive. But as AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports, Russia contends Ukrainian forces have not advanced over the strategic river.
The Kremlin-installed head of the Kherson region, one of four parts of Ukraine Russia said it was illegally annexing in September, has denied Ukrainian forces have established a foothold on the eastern bank of the Dnieper. Vladimir Saldo says Russian forces are in full control of the area and speculates that images may have depicted Ukrainian sabotage units that managed, he says, to take a selfie across the river before being forced back.
That was AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling late Friday means a controversial medication approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration more than 50 years ago will remain on the market, at least for now. Details from VOA's Arash Arabadasi.
The Supreme Court decision Friday rejected a lower court's ruling in Texas concerning mifepristone, which, in combination with a second drug, misoprostol, is used in more than half of all abortions in the country. A lawsuit had been filed contending the FDA approval of mifepristone was flawed. This follows the conservative-leaning Supreme Court's ruling nearly 1 year ago overturning Roe v. Wade, thus eliminating a woman's constitutional right to an abortion and sending the issue back to the states. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, many U.S. workers left their offices to work at home, and as the pandemic subsided, many of those offices remain empty, leaving urban downtown areas also empty. But a growing number of developers are considering converting those empty office towers into housing as part of an effort to revive struggling downtown business districts. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Many politicians see these conversions as a potential catalyst to bringing new housing to these dormant neighborhoods, and with that, restaurants, shops, and other businesses serving these new residents. Some also see a chance to diversify neighborhoods with much neighborhood housing that is affordable to low and middle-income residents. Conversion projects are underway in cities like New York, Pittsburgh, Dallas, and here in Washington. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, go to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.